Hey everybody, it's Britt, lead pastor at Sunridge. Welcome back to our teaching podcast. You know, we are on a mission here at Sunridge to help people find and follow Jesus. We believe in the good news that Jesus welcomes all, regardless of how far you feel from God. That means we're a great starting point to explore Christianity or to sink your spiritual roots deep as a devoted Jesus follower. If you'd like to know more about us, just check out our website at sunridgechurch.org. And of course, we'd love to have you drop in anytime for a visit to learn and worship along with us. And now, here's our teaching for this week.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Good job. So you can be seated. If you have no idea what just happened, history shows us that the early Christians would greet one another in that kind of back and forth. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. It's sort of like when two Ohio State fans see one another in public, one shouts out, OH, and the other says, IO. So we got a few Ohio State fans here today. That's great. You know, being from Miami, I'm a Miami Hurricanes fan, and I'd just like to say that we can also spell our state, but we're far advanced from that because we also do sign language. It's all about the U, baby. Just want to say, hey, one Hurricane fan out. Am I the only person in California? Anyway, yep, I am. Okay. You'll come see the light eventually. Good morning, everybody. If you're new here, my name's Britt. I serve here as the lead pastor. And, you know, the Easter story is often told as if everyone knew the resurrection was about to happen, as if the disciples were just waiting it out. As if someone was standing outside the tomb saying, just give it a couple days, Sunday's coming. But that's not how it happened. There was no one counting down. There was no one hopeful. No one expected resurrection. No one was saying, Jesus will soon be risen. Instead, when the tomb was sealed, the brutal Roman government still ruled, and the same corrupt religious leaders still held power. And the first century life was hard already, but when Jesus was crucified, it got worse for his followers. The people who followed Jesus had assumed the worst had won. That matters because it's important to understand that Easter doesn't begin with high hopes or victory chants. It begins with grief, with confusion, disappointment, and with hope that doesn't just feel weak, it feels dead on arrival. Most of us have known that feeling at some time in our lives. Prayers that we prayed that didn't turn out like we'd hoped. Relationships that we thought God would heal and he didn't. Dreams that quietly died. A struggle that doesn't get better but grinds on. A prognosis that was called terminal. Faith that didn't protect us from loss. And if we're honest, some of us walked into this church building today carrying something like that. And we are here today because it's Easter, a celebration of victory and hope for believers. But 2,000 years ago, hope felt fragile. When Jesus was crucified, hope was buried with his body. Because you see, the resurrection story doesn't begin with celebration. It begins in a cemetery. What we see again and again in the resurrection stories is this, that Jesus is faithful even when his followers are not. Consider Mary. Early in the morning, Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb, and John's gospel tells us that she stood outside the tomb crying. She wasn't there to meet a risen Savior, not to witness a miracle. She went to tend a dead body. That tells us something. That even the faithful followers of Jesus were not expecting resurrection. When Mary sees a stone rolled away, her first thought isn't, he resurrected, but panic. John 20:13 says, she says, they've taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they put him. So the empty tomb does not always give way to hope. The empty tomb doesn't automatically create belief. You know, I've heard people say before, if God would just give me a sign, I would believe. But Easter reminds us that God often begins his greatest work in the middle of our misunderstanding and confusion. Consider the disciples. before Easter, the disciples aren't bold, courageous, outspoken preachers of the gospel. They're not confident. They're not spiritually strong. They're afraid. John tells us on the evening of that first day of the week when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, hiding behind locked doors. They're ashamed. Peter especially, the one who promised the most and failed the loudest. They're scattered. Some go back to fishing. Some walk away to Emmaus. And it wasn't rebellion. It was heartbreak. Because when hope dies, people don't usually run boldly toward their faith. They're crushed. Instead, they retreat slowly. They lower their expectations. They stop risking belief. And then they slowly disappear from their community of faith. There's a lesson here that many people don't reject faith. They just quietly step back from it. But here's one of the most overlooked truths of Easter. On that morning, after miraculously resurrecting, Jesus doesn't say, well, I guess I'll need to find some new disciples because I can't count on these people. Jesus doesn't wait for the disciples to find their way back. He goes looking. He walks with the confused disciples on the road to Emmaus. He stands in the midst of fearful disciples behind locked doors. He speaks Mary's name in her grief, and he invites Thomas to touch the wound in his side. Resurrection hope doesn't begin with people finding Jesus. It begins with Jesus finding people. The resurrection story reminds us that hope survives not because we hold on so tightly, but because Jesus does. Jesus doesn't lecture his strugglers. He doesn't shame. He doesn't say, I told you so. I knew you couldn't hack it. He says, peace be with you. And he doesn't demand hope. He brings it. He didn't declare to those lost in the darkness of the world, you got yourself into this mess. Now you got to get yourself out. Instead, he said, I'm the light of the world, and whoever finds me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Jesus says, I will lead you through the darkness. We know this. We know this is true because after Easter, something dramatically changes. Consider the disciples again, only after the resurrection, what resurrection hope does. Their fears don't instantly disappear. But their courage begins to grow. Their doubts aren't erased, but their faith becomes resilient. The hardness of the first century life is still present, but hope is springing in them. And as you read further in the New Testament, especially in Acts, you have these same people, the same personalities, the same scars, but their locked doors are now wide open. The quiet followers begin to speak. And the scattered ones become the sent ones. Their situation was the same. The resurrection didn't just change what they believed, it changed their perspective. Their perspective of the very situations they still found themselves in. It changed their outlook. It changed how they lived in the midst of their struggles. Hope didn't erase their pain, their loss, their struggles before them, but it redefined them. Resurrection changes us. Some of you came today not because everything is strong in your faith, but because Easter feels like a place where hope might still be possible. But in order to rediscover that hope, we need to be honest with ourselves. This Easter, we shouldn't just be asking ourselves if we believe that the resurrection happened. We need to ask a question that's much more personal. Where does hope look dead in my life right now? For some of you, it's your faith. You've been struggling with what you've always believed about God or what you've always been told about God and maybe what Christians are supposed to look like and what they look like today. For others, it's your relationship. You're wondering how you got into this broken mess, and it hurts. Some of you are dealing with significant health issues, and it's not getting better. Some of you have been told It's not going to. And you've been wondering how you're going to live with hope like that, with this cloud hanging over you. Some of you are here today and you're wondering about your purpose. You've lost sight of what it means to live intentionally. It kind of seems like your life is meaningless. And some of you are concerned with your future, what's around the corner for you. Like, what is life going to be like after I sell my business, after my divorce, after getting married? What's it going to look like as a retiree or as we enter the empty nest years? See, the resurrection doesn't always roll the stone away immediately. For some of you, the most honest step that you can take today, a step of faith you could take today, isn't belief, it's simply staying open. Still showing up. Still praying, even if it feels clumsy to you. Still saying, God, if you're here, meet me. Still holding on. Sometimes hope meets us standing outside the tomb when we're weeping. That doesn't mean we're failures or we're weak or faithless. That's often where resurrection begins. It begins sometimes when we're hiding behind locked doors or maybe in the midst of unbearable loss. Easter reminds us that following Jesus doesn't mean that we never doubt. It means that we trust even when hope looks dead, that we know that God is still at work and he still comes looking. He still speaks names. He still brings life out of places that we thought we were finished. That's resurrection hope, and it's still alive. If you're not sure what you believe about God today, the church, or your faith anymore, Easter isn't asking you to pretend certainty. It's offering you a possibility that loss may not be the end of your story, that disappointment doesn't get the final word, and that the present struggle you're in isn't the conclusion of the story either. I'm going to ask the band to come up. And as they're coming up, I want to remind you that hope is closer than you think. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be open to the idea that resurrection can happen, even here and now. That's the quiet invitation of Easter, that Jesus still comes looking. He still meets people in their grief. And he still speaks names. He still brings hope back to life. He still invites the doubter to explore truth. He still brings peace in the storm, and he brings hope in the face of fear. Easter reminds us that when hope looks dead, God is closer than we think. That our faith can emerge from the tomb stronger than before. Christ is risen. Not because our hope or our faith was strong, but because his love is stronger than death. Christ is risen.
Hey everybody, it's Britt again. Thanks for listening. If you need something, if you have a question, or you'd just like us to pray for you, you can reach us through email, info@sunridgechurch.org. We hope you'll listen in again next week, but in the meantime, keep helping people find and follow Jesus.